You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 63 degrees, KSL's top story. We're ticking off boxes at record speed to make sure Salt Lake City's ready for an NHL team. Smith Entertainment Group has formally applied to put a team downtown. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with what we know. Amy.
Jeff, this is the first step to raising sales tax 0.5% in the city. Now, the city council will have to work out the details with Ryan Smith. What's not totally clear yet, whether Smith wants to build a totally new arena or just update the Delta Center. Salt Lake City Council Chair Victoria Petra was hesitant today to either option.
I will say that there's models throughout the country that show basketball and NHL sharing facilities quite beautifully. We know that that's, you know, we don't have a lot of land here, thanks to the mountains, so that feels like an organic match.
Petro says the city council will meet tonight to start this process on the revitalization zone. She expects a public hearing in May and a vote in July. She says they will discuss that 0.5% sales tax hike, what it could look like. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
We could see an announcement of a team as early as Thursday or Friday. UDOT has given a resounding no to a plan to build a wildlife crossing over a Park City highway. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera spoke with the group that's wondering what went wrong.
It's not to say UDOT hasn't done anything. They've lowered speed limits, added illuminated warning signs, but it hasn't changed driver behavior. Aaron Ferguson, president of Save People, Save Wildlife, also hoped their plan to build a crossing on State Route 224 would be an example of the state's dedication to wildlife if the Olympics are secured.
If we set a precedent as a venue host city that shows incredible dedication to environmental stewardship and the local resident wildlife, we'll set a precedent for the future host cities, hopefully.
UDOT cited DWR's latest study disagrees. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
If your water in Orem looks a little murky today, the city says there's no reason to be alarmed. Today is the big flush. City water teams are flushing sediment from the lines and checking on every hydrant in Orem, preparing for heavy water use summer months. So if your water looks discolored, they say let the cold run for a few minutes to clear any sediment from your lines. Across the country, news reports have come out about squatting in the U.S., but you probably haven't heard of any issues with squatting in Utah.
Squatting is a growing problem, but Utah has laws to help protect homeowners from squatters. KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says there are different types of squatters.
Not as a tenant, not as somebody that's overstaying their visit, but somebody who was never invited in the first place.
And that person broke into the home because it was vacant. However, if a renter stops paying rent, they can be charged with squatting. Skorda says don't take matters into your own hands, but rather contact law enforcement. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:03. A UHP trooper has been arrested for allegedly assaulting his daughter's friend while off duty. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell reports.
46-year-old Officer Bronson Wood was arrested and booked into the Sevier County Jail for sexual assault and giving alcohol to someone underage. Police say Wood inappropriately touched a 19-year-old woman without her consent after he got her drunk in March of last year. It wasn't until March of this year that the young woman reported the assault to Richfield Police because she reportedly didn't think anyone would believe her. UHP said Wood was placed on administrative leave last month while a criminal investigation ensued. They say they've begun their internal process to formally address the matter and have zero tolerance for this kind of behavior.
Police are also asking that Wood be held without bail because he is an officer. The first seven jurors are seated at former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Soleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the jurors include an English teacher, an oncology nurse, and a corporate lawyer. Kara McGee was excused for scheduling conflicts, but says she was surprised at the jurors' commitment to giving Mr. Trump a fair trial, regardless of their feelings.
It really seemed like everyone there was taking it very seriously.
After court ended for the day, former President Trump told reporters he wants the judge removed from the case.
We are going to continue our fight against this judge. We think he's totally conflicted.
11 more people still need to be selected before opening statements begin in the Manhattan case. The Supreme Court appears divided over obstruction charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Donald Trump is among those who has been charged. Most justices, including Elena Kagan, signaled concern over how the Justice Department is using the law.
All it says is otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes.
A decision isn't expected until late June. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is unveiling plans to separate out foreign aid bills for Israel and Ukraine. Democrats like Jared Moskowitz are optimistic the plan will help them move forward on the much-needed funding.
Instead of just one vote, it's four votes? Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I wish we would do it the other way because then it could get to the president's desk. We could pass it faster.
The Biden administration is optimistic but is reserving judgment until it sees details. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:06.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.